Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with offices in Bayport, Bad Axe, Pigeon, and Sebowing. And Huron County Circuit Court, a criminal case in Huron County involving Shane Travis Tock is moving forward toward a jury trial after the defense declined a plea agreement offered by prosecutors. Court records show the case, People of the State of Michigan versus Shane Travis Tock, has entered the trial preparation phase following the defense's decision to contest the charges rather than resolve the matter through a plea. With the case now expected to proceed to trial, the court has established a structured timeline outlining several key deadlines. These include dates for filing pretrial motions, the final deadline for accepting any plea agreement, and the submission of witness lists. Judge Brill's scheduling order requires both the prosecution and defense to finalize their legal strategies and prepare evidence ahead of trial. By setting firm procedural deadlines, the court aims to keep the case on track and avoid delays as it moves towards a jury hearing. The timeline marks a shift in the case from negotiations between the parties to formal trial preparation, where both sides will present their arguments and evidence before a jury. And also in Huron County Circuit Court, the sentencing of Justin Aaron Bartlett is a formality with the outcome predetermined by his extensive criminal history rather than the specifics of this single offense. His attorney's argument for leniency, citing a substance use disorder, the small quantity of drugs involved, and recent personal progress, which acknowledged but ultimately outweighed by the defendant's record of 9 prior felonies and 29 misdemeanors. Judge Pearl, while giving credit for Bartlett's cooperation during the arrest, aligned with the Department of Corrections recommendation, framing this sentence not as a response to his isolated incident, but as a necessary intervention given the defendant's pattern of behavior. The core tension is between the defendant's stated desire to self-rehabilitation and the court's judgment that his history requires a structured, punitive response. When we come back after this Bayport State Bank sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebowing, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing on with our local news and other circuit court matters, the case involving Nathan Allen Jones is positioned for a low-friction sentencing. Both defense, Michael Morosky, and the people, Timothy J. Rutkowski slash Mr. Wallace, aligned on a one-year delayed sentence for the defendant's third-degree child abuse conviction with no objections to the pre-sentence report or guideline scoring. The only procedural noise was minor plea-type confusion, guilty versus no contest, which the court moved past without dispute. The defense framed the incident as an escalation and argued for rehabilitation via anger management and reunification efforts. The people submitted a victim's mother's letter detailing a pattern of violence, neglectful behavior and the child's fear of her father, yet still requested the court follow the delayed sentence recommendation. The stakes are clear. The court must balance public safety and victim protections against structured rehabilitation leverage. With both sides converging on delayed sentencing, the decisive variable becomes the court's conditions and compliance rigor rather than whether to delay. The counts are committing to a decision that prioritizes enforceable accountability over symbolic leniency. Back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. You don't have to have an amazing race to the doctor, but you should make time for routine cancer screenings.
I schedule my mammogram and other cancer screenings around my birthday and then treat myself to lunch.
I do too, because, I mean, of course, everyone likes lunch.
The C word can be scary, but routine screenings can detect cancer before symptoms appear.
And early detection equals better outcomes.
Go to preventcancer.org to find out which cancer screenings you need.
For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, your locally owned full-service bank with locations in Bayport, Bad Axe, Pigeon, and Sebowing.